Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, January 28, 1963, the scientific community in Barbados secured a major achievement in the field of astronomy when the Harry Bailey Observatory and Planetarium was opened by the Governor Sir John Stowe at Mount Clapham St. Michael. Built at a cost of $25,000, the facility was named in the memory of the late Dr. Harold Haynes Bailey, who co-founded the Barbados Astronomical Society in 1956, which was responsible for the operation of the new planetarium. The event was attended by a number of dignitaries who, aside from Governor Stowe, included Acting Premier Cameron Tudor, Ministers Captain George Ferguson, Winter Crawford, and Edwy Talma, as well as Mrs. Caroline Barrow, wife of Premier Errol Barrow, and Dr. Bailey's widow, Iris Bailey, and about 300 other persons. Harry Bailey, a Barbadian, was born in 1908 and died in 1958. He was a noted physician, best known for his research into leptospirosis, and, according to Sean Carrington, for the establishment of the first modern hospital and medical laboratory in Barbados, the Diagnostic Clinic. At the opening, Dr. Bailey was described by Governor Stowe as truly a dynamic character and one who spent much of his energy helping others. The Society's Vice President, Maurice Foster, in paying tribute to Dr. Bailey, asserted that it was the latter's enthusiasm, which was much help in getting the Society started. In a speech, Mrs. Bailey expressed her happiness that the project had reached fruition, but sadness that her husband had not lived to see his dream realized. The facility was constructed on 1 acre of land donated by the late Sir Alan Collymore and his widow, Lady Collymore, and was achieved by the financial support of other individuals and firms. According to the Advocate, it provided the Society's members with a chance to increase their knowledge of astronomy, to teach astronomy and navigation to members of the public, including school children, and to attract scientists to the island who could share their expertise in those areas with Barbadians. Several of the dignitaries, including the Governor and the Acting Premier Cameron Tudor, shared the view that the establishment of the observatory would be of considerable educational benefit to the island, especially in attracting and satisfying the intellectual curiosity of its youth. Opened on this day, January 28, 1963, the observatory and planetarium remains the only one of its kind in the Eastern Caribbean.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.